Okay, Edgar Mitchell, we were at Stanford Research Institute in an experiment room where I was asked to influence a tiny weight that was placed on an electronic scale, and which worked amazingly. I don't know what happened. It either levitated or lost some weight, and it was all recorded on the machinery and computers there. Then we took a break, and Ed said, let's go to the cafeteria. So we all went. I think it was me, Ed Mitchell, Russell Targ, and Hal Puthoff, and maybe someone else. And there were round tables. We were sitting, eating, and I asked for a dessert, and I asked for ice cream, and they brought me ice cream. I loved the ice cream. You know, I was quite heavy at that time in 1970.
Were you really?
I've never known you to be quite heavy.
I didn't know that.
And then I asked for another one. So they brought another one, and as I was tasting, putting the spoon with the scoop of ice cream on it into my mouth, I felt something metallic in the ice cream. And, of course, I spat it out. And on the table, we see a tiny little sculptured head of a ram. You know, with horns,
yeah.
You know, the animal,
yeah.
The ram. But it's tiny. It was just maybe, I don't know, a quarter of an inch.
Okay.
And we all look at this thing, and I am sort of furious. I mean, look at this. I mean, this shouldn't be in my ice cream, should it?
Exactly.
And Ed Mitchell picks it up, cleans the ice cream around it with his napkin, and says, my goodness, this looks to me so familiar. Now, we finish eating. We walk back to the lab. And in the corridor, while walking to the experimentation room, we hear a loud bang, and almost like a thud against the wall, and we see another sort of object just almost materializing out of thin air and falls in front of our feet. And Ed Mitchell jumps on this thing, and he says, it's hard for me to remember his words, but it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. This is mine. And he pulls out the piece that was in my ice cream, the little ram, and he puts it together. And what it is, George, it is actually a tie pin.
Yep.
And he says to us, guys, you are not going to believe this. This is Ed Mitchell talking. He says, I lost this tie pin years ago on a beach in Florida. It was in a suitcase. It fell out, and I lost it. And, you know, we all look at each other because we either just experience the most amazing phenomena of teleportation,
yes.
Of materialization, or we just simply didn't have an explanation to this. And it really happened.